هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
وقت دزانین به هوی قدغکان لشاری ملبورن و به هوی بلابونه وی کووید 19 لحرمی ویکتوریا بگشتی استا لأستی چواری استیج چوارن و جیان بو همو کس سخت بو توا بلان بو او بنمالانی که مندالی وردیان هیا اونده تر سخت بو اوی که خویان تنیا چاودری او مندالانن و استا میوانی امرو من بارز رودی باجویا که کردیکی دانشتوی شاری ملبورن و سه مندالیان هیا جر تمانی پنج سال و بو ام هفه وینا اما هرچنده بزمانی کردی ده توانی خصب کبر از رودی بلام بزمانی انگلیزی اکین که اوها پی باشترا رودی ویلکم تو اس بی اس کردیش.
Thank you very much for having me. Galex Bastros.
As we mentioned, you do live in Melbourne and you have three children under the age of five. How has it been primarily looking after them in this stage four lockdown while childcare centres are all shut down because of the restrictions there?
It's definitely been challenging. Interesting to say the least, but very challenging. Our situation specifically has been interesting because we have 4-year-old twins, and when they were born, we entered almost a social isolation in and of itself in trying to keep them alive because they were premature and they were growing and there was two of them. On almost a blessing and a curse as well, my contract ended right before COVID lockdown started. And so I've been unemployed since then. I've had that time to look after the children while my wife is working during this time. Mm-hmm. It does have its challenges. And we have friends who, where one parent works full-time, the other works part-time. Some of them where they both work full-time. And trying to juggle, family life without childcare, without being able to bring in family to look after the children, without being able to, get babysitters, it is very challenging, for everyone.
Yeah, sure. And how do you keep them occupied during the day? how do you entertain them? You're basically everything now. So, do you, have a routine that you must follow? And, some children are good with routines and some aren't. So what's the case in your situation?
Yeah, well, for us, some days it's routine as usual, and some days it's not a routine, it's a rhythm.
Yeah.
Something happens, one of the kids decides that they wake up on the wrong side of the bed and goes out the window. Yeah, keeping them entertained, from their perspective, they're loving it. They're in the best years of their life. they're 3 under 5, and mom and dad are both home most of the time. We go out for a walk around the block, and they love collecting sticks, they love collecting rocks, they love collecting leaves, especially now,
mm-hmm.
With all the brown leaves and gold leaves, they love to collect different colors, they're just loving it.
Okay.
And they've got such beautiful, rich imaginations as well that, I found the first month or so was really frustrating and really challenging for us.
Mm.
But when I actually looked at it from their perspective, they've got this rich world that they live in. And I found for me, it was easier to almost enter into their world and be a part of that imagination where, a box is a spaceship. that can be, half an hour to an hour game for them. You kind of have to find ways that work for us.
Of course they're very young, but have they asked you or mom, why are they at home most of the time? Have you been able to explain what's going on in the world to them at all?
Yeah, they've asked a couple of times. Again, they just love having us home, so they didn't ask for a very long time.
Yeah.
It really started to affect them when they couldn't go to the library, they couldn't go to the play center, they couldn't go to see their friends, and they didn't, because they've always had, the twins have always had one another, they didn't really notice for a while, for at least, maybe a good 6 weeks. And then they started to realize, okay, we're not going to these places, what's going on? So they started asking, why can't we go out and what's happening? I looked for videos on YouTube for, to explain coronavirus for kids, and it's usually for a bit older kids.
Yeah.
So I tell them, sweetie, the people are getting sick and things are closing down, so we can't go there anymore. But hey, let's go to this other place. And so we've had to almost redirect their attention towards things they can do and try to keep that kind of positive mindset. And they have their moments. They have days where they, you know, they just want to see someone or go to the library or something. But it's, yeah, I think it's part of the challenge of parenthood. It's, you know, even at the best of times, a juggle of compromise.
And you said that your wife is still working part-time and she's an essential worker. Do you fear of her going out and coming home and probably working in really sensitive places like aged care or hospitals or things like that? Do you ever worry about her going out, especially during this time and at this stage in Melbourne?
Yeah. I definitely worried a lot at first when the virus, you know, first came out and the lockdown happened, and there was a lot of unanswered questions. I worried, and we took our kids out of daycare for a few weeks as well, just to keep them safe and just to wait. In terms of, we're not so worried anymore. The hospital and the aged care facilities she works at, they take a lot of care, and they have a lot of rules around, you know, hygiene and cleanliness and using disinfectants and washing hands and all of that. Like, it's very, very rigorous. So that's been really helpful, you know, because they do have their patients to care for. They're all at risk there. Also, in terms of, you know, a lot of the data that's coming out, we feel that, you know, we're not necessarily at risk in our our health situation and our demographic. We understand that there's, you know, these lockdowns need to happen, and we have to wear masks and we have to go through these things because there are people at risk. You know, I have friends who have autoimmune diseases that can't leave the house at all. It is a payoff of living in society that we do need to kind of, you know, take care of each other. In terms of our own household, there was a bit of fear at the beginning, like what's going to happen, who's at risk, what's happening. There was a lot of stories coming out. But, you know, since the data is coming out a little bit more recently, it's like, okay, there are groups of people that are at risk and there are those that aren't. You know, we're very lucky and very thankful that we are not at risk in our family. But we do have family members who are, you know, our in-laws, our parents, our friends. And so it's an interesting time.
Mm. So how have you been able to keep in touch with those family members, especially, you know, grandparents? Do you, you know, FaceTime or Zoom with the family and, for the kids to see their grandparents?
Yeah. They love using Facebook Messenger to call them and using all the filters. and my daughter is almost better than me at using the phone and calling the parents. Yeah. And you know, she calls her friends sometimes as well. I want to talk to my friends and they love it.
And generally speaking about the situation in Melbourne, what are your thoughts on what's going on currently? You know, in Victoria in general, and you know, about this pandemic and the numbers that come out on a daily basis. How you know, what kind of feelings does it create for you?
I'll be very honest, mainly frustration, because this virus is very serious and you know, deadly to certain people. I think frustration because it's an invisible virus. And when I say frustration, I don't mean that as a, you know, frustration, I wish the lockdown would end and, you know, that kind of frustration. The frustration that, you know, it's almost like, you know, you're getting this information through the news and through your phone, but it's very distant. So it's not like it's knocking at the door and, you know, people, you know, are passing away. For us personally, that's what it's felt like. It's like, okay, well, you know, we're going through another lockdown. We're going through another few weeks of, you know, not being able to go out. So I think it's important to acknowledge that. It's important to acknowledge that, you know, that there are a large group of people that are getting frustrated. But I also think it, you know, my wife works in palliative care. She works with people with neurological conditions. They're all at risk. And it's important to acknowledge that, you know, if this virus continues to spread, it's going to hurt more people. It's going to put more people at risk. It's going to put more pressure on our health system. And so it's not an either or. It's both and. You know, you have to acknowledge that, you know, it is putting a lot of pressure on families, on small businesses. But it's also putting a lot of pressure on healthcare workers, on people at risk, on hospitals. So I think that's really the frustration.
And for you and your wife, what is the main thing that's keeping you sane at the end of the day when the kids are in bed? Are you able to do anything, you know, for yourself when the children are asleep, for example?
Yeah, I think when the children are asleep, we're just exhausted. and that's a part of that frustration as well. You know, I think at the best of times, parenting is a game of compromise and sacrifice, and these are not the best of times.
Unfortunately.
So, you know, we really have to work hard to manage our energy and manage our expectations of what we're able to do in this time. So at the end of the day, it's just about, you know, being able to have a moment to ourselves. Individually,
yeah.
You know, just some alone time, and then having a moment with each other, just connect, say, you know, what's going on, are you okay? But realistically, a large part of our time, you know, once the kids go to bed, is just logistics, you know, like, okay, the kids have just destroyed the living room, we need to clean it up, or okay, we'll leave it for a couple of days because, you know, we need to do the dishes, or okay, well, now we've got, you know, three loads of washing because there's so many children. A large part of it is logistics, and I think that at the moment, it's keeping us busy and keeping us sane, so.
Well, Roddy, thank you so much for your time, and I wish you all the best, and I hope Melbourne in general will get out of this, and this stage can end and the numbers can go down. So thank you so much again for your time. I'm sure the kids need you right now to go back to them, so I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Rosa. Thank you.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.